Provisions for Mother. It's the title of my message. Recently, I saw a story about a young man in the Navy who hasn't seen his mother in 3 years. His plans to travel home were in place, but then COVID hit. And instead of going home, this young man stayed on hospital ships to help save American lives. He worked with countless patients struggling with the coronavirus. Thank God for the many doctors, nurses, and healthcare staff who have served during this pandemic at great risk to themselves and to their families. Many have died over the past year. We applaud all of them. But this young man, like many on the front lines of this pandemic, contracted COVID-19. He became seriously ill. His illness further delayed his trip home to see his mother. He says that his mother gave him the strength he needed to fight and to get through his battle with coronavirus. He said his mother called him every day to comfort him. And for a while, he was so sick that his mother thought he wouldn't make it. But the calls, the prayers, and the support of his mother pulled him through. And in this video where the young man tells his story, we get to see the moment when the young man is reunited with his mother. He gets well enough to travel home and to surprise his mother for her birthday. And the video of their reunion is very powerful. You see a mother embrace a son whom she hasn't seen in more than 3 years. You see a mother embrace a son whom she's worried about for the past year because of coronavirus. And you see a son embrace a mother who appreciates the woman who has brought him through, whose prayers, whose love and support have brought him through a terrible time. There's nothing like the love and support of a mother. Mothers will show up. Mothers will check on you. Mothers will be there until the end. A mother's love is powerful. And I believe Jesus understood the power and extent of a mother's love. As Jesus hangs from the cross, as the pain and agony of crucifixion course through his body, Jesus sees his mother standing near the cross. He understands the power of a mother's love. This text in John is short, concise, and powerful. Listen again to the first phrase of verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. Jesus' mother goes all the way with him. And while we might wax sentimental about this scene and our songs about Calvary might carry a note of joy and hope, the events on Calvary are troubling and painful for Jesus' mother. Her son hangs on a cross. Her son has been crucified. Her son is dying. The disciples, the men, have fled. Other women are there, including Mary Magdalene. But Jesus' mother is there. The woman who gives birth to Jesus is there. And no doubt she's not singing or thinking about a song of joy and victory. No doubt she is grief-stricken. She is sad. She is hurt. But above all, she is there. She shows up at the cross. There is a mother standing near the cross. How powerful is that? We hear about the two thieves on Calvary, but how powerful is it that a mother is standing near the cross? Mary, the mother of Jesus, has been with him the whole journey, from his first miracle at the wedding in Cana to Calvary. From Cana in Galilee to Calvary outside of Jerusalem, Mary has stood with Jesus. At the wedding in Cana, when Mary requests Jesus' assistance, you remember the wine runs out and she goes to Jesus for assistance, and Jesus tells her, my hour has not yet come. But on Calvary, Jesus' hour has come, and his mother is there. Isn't that powerful, beloved? She was there for his first miracle. And when his hour comes, she doesn't flee like the disciples. She is there. A mother will go all the way. The men have fled in fear, but Mary goes to the cross without concern for her own life or her safety. During Hurricane Harvey, the floods claimed the life of a mother, Colette Sulker, a 41-year-old Texas woman, was driving in her car on a Tuesday with her 3-year-old daughter when suddenly she ran into high water as a result of the flooding in Houston, Texas. After she pulled into a parking lot and got out of the car, the flood's current carried both Sulker and her child about a half mile, somewhere along that distance. While keeping her daughter perched above the water, Sulker drowned. Miraculously, her child, who wasn't identified at the time of this story, did not drown. Police officers discovered both of them in a drainage canal and sent rescue divers to get them. The first responders got to the mother and the child just before they went under this trestle. Had they floated under it, they might not have made. And as the divers approached the mother and the daughter, they noticed that the child was holding on to the mother, and they were in the water for quite some time. The baby was found clinging to her mother. The mother did the best she could to keep her child up over the water. Sulker, unresponsive, was pronounced dead at the scene. The child suffered from hypothermia, but was responsive and was later recovered from the situation. This mother drowns in the flood, drowns holding on to her baby and keeping her baby above water, doing the best that she could to her last breath. A mother will go all the way. Jesus' mother goes all the way to Calvary. She's standing there near the cross. And Jesus notices her and makes provisions for his mother. The text says, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his own home. That phrase, when Jesus saw his mother there, is powerful to me. Because by the time Jesus sees his mother near the cross, a lot has taken place. Jesus has been flogged. A crown of thorns has been placed on his head, and the blood from the thorns is trickling down his face. Jesus has been slapped in the face. He has carried this cross up the hill to Golgotha. His hands and his feet have been nailed to the cross. By the time Jesus sees his mother, Jesus is in pain. Jesus is exhausted. And Jesus is in bad shape. Jesus is in the middle of an execution because of his redemptive assignment. All of this is happening by the time Jesus sees his mother standing near the cross. That he notices her is interesting. That he demonstrates care and concern while in the crucible of suffering is powerful. We wouldn't blame him if Jesus had said nothing to his mother, if he had acted as if he hadn't noticed his mother. We would understand because of all that he is going through. But when he sees his mother, he makes provisions for her. When you care for mother, you take care of mother. And sometimes, beloved, life gets complicated. Sometimes life gets rough. Sometimes life gets busy. But mother is mother. And even with complications, even with the rough stuff, even with the difficulties of life, we take care of our mothers. And Jesus makes his mother a priority. How many times have you visited your mother or had to do something for your mother when your heart was heavy or when something was going on with your children or when you were having trouble on your job? Yes, we've all had all those things to face, but mother is mother. And Jesus, even in the throes of death, makes his mother a priority. Now, Mary's sister is there and other women are there. And we don't know the status of Joseph and Jesus' other siblings. But for some reason, Jesus wants to ensure that his mother receives care and protection. Jesus' mother has a family, but he gives her a new family. He takes care of his mother. Mother is mother. I was talking to one of my sons recently. And during the conversation, I complained about something that my wife, his mother, had done. And I made my case. And from all sides, I was in the right. And I expected my son to say something like, "Wow, mommy did that?" Or, "Wow, mommy shouldn't have done that." But when I got finished making my case, he just said, oh, I see, Dad. And I was like, "Oh, I see, Dad. What does that mean?" And I said to him, "Oh, you don't agree with me?" And he said, "Dad, you're talking about my mom." You're talking about my mom. In other words, there's a right and then there's mom. And when it's mom, it makes all the difference in the world. His connection to his mother trumped my complaint about what his mother had done. And I don't blame him, because when it's your mother, you take care of mom. You take care of your mother. Jesus makes provisions in this text, but it's not just a provision that sets up a caretaker for his mother. He does something else that is special and powerful. In effect, he commissions his mother and the disciple. He commissions both of them, because the text says, he says to his mother, "Woman," and that sounds sort of detached and callous, but to call her woman is to give her a label of affection and of appreciation. It meant something different in Jesus' day than it means to us. He says, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciples, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Both Jesus' mother and the beloved disciple are addressed. And Jesus' directive is not just about the care of his mother. Both his mother and the disciple are given a commission. Mary to be a mother to the disciple. "Here is your son." A commission. The disciple to be a son to Mary. here is your mother. A commission. Jesus expands both families. One son is dying on a cross, so Mary gets another son. One mother is grieving, so the disciple becomes a son to a grieving mother. It's powerful that as he dies, Jesus gives his mother an assignment. Be a mother to this beloved disciple. Yes, I'm dying on a cross. Yes, I'm leaving. But I want to give you something to give your life meaning and purpose beyond this moment. There's discipleship. There's purpose beyond this moment. Be a mother to the beloved disciple. I like that. Thank God for all of the other mothers who might not have a biological connection, but love us as if they gave birth to us. Thank God for all of the other children who have been adopted by new moms, children in the neighborhood, where mothers in the neighborhood have said to those children, "You're my son, you're my daughter," and mothers in the church have said to certain persons in the church, "You're going to be my daughter, you're going to be my son." And that mother who did not give birth to us is just like a biological mother to us. And those children to those mothers are as good as the children those mothers gave birth to. God will put people in our lives who are like family to us. They know us. They love us. They support us. And they care for us. And sometimes, beloved, you realize you've got a lot of love left to give and to share. Your children might be gone. Your mother might be gone. But you can be a mother to somebody else's children. You can be a son or a daughter to somebody else's mother. You've got a lot of mothering to give, a lot of love to give and to share. As you know, Ebenezer, my son Chris had a bad episode about 2.5 years ago. He's fine now. Thank you, Jesus. God answers prayers. But he told me that one of the things that helped him when he was going through his trouble was the love of my godfather. My godfather, not his godfather. And my son said, he said, "Dad, that was the best part about the ugly part." These are his words. "That was the best part about the ugly part. The best part about the ugly part is the love part." He said, "My godfather called him and checked on him every day." And they still call each other almost every day, even now. But he said, during that time, he called him and checked on him every day, and that he felt the love of my godfather. He knew I loved him. He knew his mother loved him. But he felt the love of my godfather. And I tell you, beloved, when somebody loves your kid like you love your kid, that's a blessing. And that's a gift from God. And when someone loves your mother like you love your mother and will care for your mother like you would care for your mother, that's a blessing. And that's a gift from God. And so Jesus entrusts his disciple to his mother and entrusts his mother to his disciple. And they become a new family and they care for each other. And so my message to you today is, make provisions for mother. Whether your biological mother or one of the many other mothers God has placed in your life. And if your mother has crossed into the silent land, if she sleeps in the lap of eternity, adopt another mother. We get back into the church, or before we get back into the church. You say, "I'm glad I don't have all these burdens, any responsibility." Adopt another mother. If your children are no longer around, adopt some children. Now, you don't have to go through all the legal things, but show love to somebody's son. Show love to somebody's daughter. Share your heart. Share your life. And share your love. That's what Jesus does when he makes provisions for his mother. Someone wrote a poem entitled A Mother's Love. I leave you with it. There are times when only a mother's love can understand our tears, can soothe our disappointments, and calm all of our fears. There are times when only a mother's love can share the joy we feel when something we've dreamed about quite suddenly is real. There are times when only a mother's faith can help us on life's way and inspire in us the confidence we need from day to day. For a mother's heart and a mother's faith and a mother's steadfast love were fashioned by the angels and sent from God above. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you, beloved. Ebenezer members and online friends, it is our prayer that the message today has been a blessing to you and to your family. We pray that God's Spirit will implant the word deep into your hearts and give you the assurance of God's love and grace. We invite you to follow Christ with us. If you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian today. All you have to do is believe that God has come in Jesus to save us from our sins, and that Jesus gave his life on the cross, and that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day. If you believe that, you are a Christian. We welcome you to the family of God, and we pray for you daily. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear your story. You can reach out to us on our website at ebc3austin.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel and join us each Sunday for worship. You may also reach us at our church office at ebcoffice@sbcglobal.net. Thank you so much for joining us today, and may God's peace be with you until we meet again.